sport, le 7h30 info sport du Poste National. Good morning, happy day, happy weekend, Ben.
Bonjour, Steve. Good morning, dear listeners. 5 Cameroonian cyclists and 30 others from different countries will today compete on the 6th lap of the Tour de Côte d'Ivoire between Bouaké and Katida, a closed circuit over a distance of 115.4 kilometers. In the meantime, Cameroonian rider Kwere Nonawe-Rodrigue, who won the 5th stage yesterday from Tiebisu to Sakasu, is keeping the yellow jersey and is 59 seconds ahead of the second on the general classification, Tshofo Fabrice, still from Cameroon. Kwere Nonawe-Rodrigue covered the 110-kilometer lap yesterday in 2 hours, 31 minutes, 3 seconds, and took over the yellow jersey from compatriot Clovis Kamzong Abosolu. The Cameroon men's cricket team will tomorrow take on Ghana in their opening match at the African Group A qualifiers for the 2025 International Cricket Council World Cup. Cameroon is competing in the sub-zonal qualifiers in Dar es Salaam, Tanzania, for that global competition alongside host Tanzania, Lesotho, Malawi, Ghana and Mali. The Cameroon Sambo team, comprised of 26 athletes, will hold one training session today as the team continues mapping out strategies ahead of the first edition of ECAS International Sambo Open to take place at the Fandena Gymnasium from the 27th to the 29th of September 2024. Over 10 countries have already confirmed they will be part of the competition, and the first delegation are expected in Cameroon early next week. Cameroon will compete in the next African Championship in handball for the women in Group B alongside Angola, the Democratic Republic of Congo, Tunisia, Guinea, Uganda. The draw for that competition were made yesterday in the Democratic Republic of Congo. The two teams to clash in the football final of the Cup of Cameroon, Colombe of the Jar and Lobo and Aigle Royal of the Minoa, are fine-tuning tactics on the outskirts of Yaoundé ahead of the D-Day. The final will be part of the ceremony to mark the end of the sports season in Cameroon this year. And beyond the Football Cup final, the country celebrates the national sports movement in the ceremony that regroups thousands of fans, all sports federations and members of government. So how significant is that ceremony? Winston Lebga.
To people who do not appreciate sports, it is simply a game. But whether it is football, handball, volleyball, sambo or lawn bowling, sports is a phenomenon with a profound societal influence, with a monumental impact on culture and values. President Biya has always said, every sport is important in Cameroon. This is evident in the excitement the under-18 basketball teams brought about at the AfroBasket tournament, or Francis Ngannou's mixed martial arts and boxing bouts. However, football is more or less a religion in Cameroon. Some people jokingly say it is the only party to which every Cameroonian belongs. And so, Cameroon, just like many countries in the world, uses the men's football cup final as the rallying cry for national unity, the pride of being counted amongst those who matter in the sports world. It is presided over by the head of state or the head of government, who shakes the hands of the cup winners in all the sports disciplines present in the country before handing their trophy. The Cup of Cameroon ceremony crowns the sports season, officially closes it, and ushers in the new one.
And away from home, Daniel Dubois slammed the table in mild frustration and refused to engage with Anthony Joshua as the two British heavyweights meet an understated news conference in London. The pair will clash in front of a reported post-war British record crowd of 96,000 at Wembley Stadium on Saturday. Dubois won the interim IBF title in June and was elevated to world champion status when Alexander Usyk vacated. And that puts a cap on this edition of the 7:30 a.m. Sports News on the CRTV. My name is Ben Collins Nyeberuo, thanking you for listening. Back to you, Steve.
Je vous remercie, Ben, et pour tous ceux qui veulent être connectés à l'actualité sportive ce week-end, restez connectés sur nos antennes. En l'occurrence aussi, vous pouvez allumer la télé et mettre CRTV Sport, ça fait plaisir.